Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now and give everybody a shot at the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, then you can play right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. I will tell you there will be no questions about the stock market, which has had a bad couple of days, down like 200 points to the Dow yesterday, 300 points today. It's only 3% of the Dow, so it's not like it was a huge drop-off. I remember when, you know, losing 500 points in 2 days would be, sell everything! I'm also glad that I'm one of the original investors in Ray's House of Raw Pork, and I'm going to stick with that investment until it pays off. I really think that the lawsuits will eventually just go away on their own. Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge. Hi, Todd.
Hello, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
I'm very proud to be the first contestant tonight.
Well, happy to have you here. As a first contestant, or frankly as a fifth contestant, you would get the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to the people who have paid you for a commercial endorsement. Whatever it is you'd like to do, the 5 seconds are yours.
Well, I'll just say hello to the lovely ladies at home, my wife Melinda, and Shannon and Renee.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories reside all week long. We push that button and they come tumbling out. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, Justin's not named Bieber. Category three, popular partners. Which one would you like, Todd?
I'll do have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on all of the questions and pick up the ones you passed on later on. As long as the 1 minute has not expired, you'll know that that has happened when the buzzer sounds, and that's when I'll tally up your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you get eight or more, then you'll win a private Buff Flag in the Klammen.
Hammonat. You'll win some Hanukkah punter.
I'll have two of those, please.
I'm just making a note, get new batteries. You'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right you are, gentlemen. And Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts. This is your choice.
Donuts. Right?
1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have your choice of movies. We have I, Frankenstein. We have Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. We also have The Wolf of Wall Street, and Lone Survivor. And that is at a Werenberg Theater near you.
I actually went to see the movie Her with my daughter a couple of nights ago at a Werenberg Theater. And yes, when that came up, I actually out loud said, Werenberg.
I do that all the time when I go to the show with my daughter,
too. You have
too.
To.
Next time I go, I'm going to try to make a mental note. When they say Werenberg, I'm going to go, Cottleville.
And those prizes can be yours.
If you get 8 points or
right.
more.
That's right.
Of course, if you get 15 points, that's all the questions correct, then you win all those prizes. So that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Todd, have you been paying attention to the category? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state capital's name did Peyton Manning say 44 times during the AFC Championship game?
Denver.
Omaha. Who is being investigated by the U.S. for violating sanctions against North Korea by taking thousands of dollars in luxury gifts to Kim Jong-un?
That'd be, what's his name? The basketball player. We'll come back to him.
In which state were ex-Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife arrested this week in a federal corruption case?
Ooh, was that West Virginia?
It was just the regular Virginia.
I mean the regular Virginia.
Which country was engulfed in protests this week, protests against President Viktor Yanukovych?
Man, this is rough.
Take the five-pointer, trust me.
Okay.
Despite swearing that he'd given up drinking, who was caught on video drunkenly ranting in Jamaican slang at a fast food restaurant last weekend?
Say it one more time. Oh, man, Justin Bieber. go ahead and punish me. I'm taking my beating today.
The person who was caught drunkenly ranting in the Jamaican slang at a fast food restaurant last weekend was Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
The man who proves every day rehab really works. The country that is engulfed in protests is the Ukraine. And when you said that basketball guy, I almost gave you the 2 points, but my judges told me I actually would have had to say Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
So let's see how you did. Let me review your scoring here, Todd. The one, the two, the three, the four, the five. Yeah, you got them all wrong. And that's a big goose egg up on the scoreboard. Here now for your punishment, Todd, which you fully have earned. You may have heard this week that the captain and Tennille have broken up. They're getting divorced after 40 years. The captain, Daryl Dragon, who, by the way, is suffering from a disorder similar to Parkinson's. I know a little bit about how horrible that can be because my dad died of something like that. She is divorcing him. And they've been together since they worked both for the Beach Boys. I didn't know that. He played keyboard for the Beach Boys. She was a backup singer.
I didn't know that either.
And that's when they got together. So we decided, well, let's dig into the Captain and Tennille catalog for their absolutely worst song. A hit that, well, years ago, I used to do a thing on Election Day where listeners could vote for the worst song ever. And this won, I think, 3 years in a row. Muskrat Love.
Oh. Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing a toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. So starts to giggle.
Now here comes the worst part of the song.
And they whirl,
the giggle,
and twirl, and he tangle.
Yeah.
Singing and jangling a jangle.
Oh.
Now, that wasn't enough beautiful lyric like that. No. Then Daryl Dragon had to say, what if I could make the sounds of a muskrat on one of my synthesizers? I wonder what that would sound like.
Oh.
Sounds like chili for dinner.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah. Bad Mexican.
And I'm already.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. I just imagine being the engineer in the studio that day. How do you not laugh out loud? You got to cover your face and look away. When you go, the whole time you're going, I can't believe that they're doing this. Todd,
all right.
I'm sorry you put us through that, Todd.
That was rough.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right.
There's a muskrat.
There's your Harris challenge for today. Contestant number two. Hello, Cindy.
Hello. I'm in Minnesota.
Thank you.
I can do muskrat.
No, that's all right. Please. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm calling from my spare bedroom out in the middle of unincorporated nowhere. Hello, everyone.
Wow. You know, Cindy has kind of a late-night 70s FM female DJ voice.
Yeah.
I try my best.
Like Venus Flytrap, but yeah.
Ooh.
Will you do something for me, Cindy? If I tell you something to say, will you say it?
I sure will.
Say this. I'm Delilah. More of your requests coming up.
I'm Delilah. More of your quest coming up.
I'm telling you, we got a syndication star here. Pretty big. Okay, Cindy, here are the categories. Justin's Not Named Bieber, Multiple Choice American History, or Popular Partners.
No, I don't do Biebers, so Multiple Choice American History.
Well, there are no Biebers in that category. It's Justin's Not Named Bieber. But you want Multiple Choice American History?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cindy, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first colony to abolish slavery in 1777? Virginia, Vermont, or Georgia?
To abolish it?
Yeah.
Probably Virginia.
Vermont. Which city was home to the first savings bank in the U.S.? Chicago, New York, or Miami?
New York.
Correct. Which patriotic song was written by Catherine Lee Bates in 1895? America the Beautiful, God Bless America, or the Star-Spangled Banner?
America the Beautiful?
Correct. Which of these companies bought the first TV commercial in 1941 for $9? Budweiser, Buick, or Bulova Watch?
Buick.
Bulova Watch. Which of these groups was founded in 1912? Was it the Boy Scouts of America, the Girl Scouts of America, or the Congressional Black Caucus?
Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts of America were founded in 1912, and you've got 10 points, Cindy. Yay. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Cool.
And thank you for saving us from the muskrats.
Oh. There you go. Oh. Muskrat love.
Cindy, give my audience one of these. Have a great weekend, St. Louis.
Have a great weekend, St. Louis. I hope it warms up for you.
We'll be back with more.
It's literally cold down here.
We'll be back with more in a moment on Fresh 102.5.
We'll be back in a moment on 550.
Just warmed up.
Cindy, thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you.
Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Oh, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not that much to say. Just hope everybody has a good weekend.
All right. Would you like Justin's Not Named Bieber, Popular Partners, or the new third category, Music to Soothe the Savage Blonde?
Let's try Popular Partners.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was born first, John Lennon or Paul McCartney?
John Lennon.
Correct. Of the two explorers, Lewis and Clark, which one's first name was Meriwether?
Lewis.
Correct. Which Wright brother flew the plane on December 17th, 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina?
Marvel.
Correct. Which one's first name was Oscar? Rogers or Hammerstein?
Hammerstein.
Correct. What film studio was started by Louis B. Mayer and Samuel Goldwyn?
MGM.
Metro, Goldwyn, Mayer. That's a clean sweep, Mike. You got them all right. Congratulations. Okay. So you win the whole prize packet. Prize package? What's wrong with me?
Wow, I don't know.
I'm just starting my work week.
You get prize package, Kemosabe.
I love prize package.
Well, hang on, Mike, and Dan will tell you what you've won while I move on to my next contestant.
Damn muskrats.
If that's what it is. They're running all over the place here.
They're in the wires.
Rich, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thanks, Paul. Just want to use my 5 seconds to say I'm in Belleville, the great city of Belleville, so I'm ready for the challenge.
All right. Would you like Justin's Not Named Bieber or Music to Soothe the Savage Blonde?
Okay. Let's try the music category.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Rich. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Broadway show Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, what are a girl's best friend?
Diamond.
Correct. Who kicked off his Blondes Have More Fun album with the song Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Rod Stewart.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Blondie?
Deborah Harry.
Correct. In what song does Don Henley sing about bubble-headed, bleached blondes?
Beth.
Who created the classic rock album Blonde on Blonde?
Beth.
Back to the four-pointer. In what song does Don Henley sing about bubble-headed, bleached blondes?
Men Down Under?
It's called Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Who created the classic rock album Blonde on Blonde?
Madonna?
I think that was actually a scene in the movie Truth or Dare, but it had nothing to do with Bob Dylan's album Blonde on Blonde. So, Rich, you got the one, you got the two, you got the three. Oh, that's only 6 points. Well, I'll tell you.
I realize, though, I should get half a point for guessing Men Down Under. They did the song Dirty Laundry, now that I think about it.
When you say Men Down Under, are you thinking of Men at Work who had a hit song called Down Under?
Oh, geez. Maybe that was it.
You know what, Rich? I'm taking 1 point away. You now have 5 points.
And I'm still having to listen to that music.
But here's the good news. You don't have to listen to Muskrat Love, because in addition to many hit songs, Captain and Tennille also contributed a song to a really, really remarkable movie. It was made in 1978. With a woman by the name of Mae West, who, of course, was a star in movies in the 20s, 30s, maybe the 40s. But by 1978, she was 85 years old, and somehow somebody convinced her to do one more movie. I think it was the movie that essentially killed her 18 months later. The movie was called Sextet, and it wasn't about six people getting together for a fun weekend. No, it was Sextette, in which she was romanced by Timothy Dalton, who at the time was 34 years old and was 9 years away from being James Bond. And believe it or not, in Sextet, They sang, well, mostly he sang, this.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking guy comes along, singing his song. Don't mess around, you've got a this wrong.
Stop.
But I really love you.
Ooh, stop.
I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Wow.
Whatever.
Oh, oh, wow.
You know, I'm so glad the Stephanies are gone.
Rich, thank you very much for playing. Hope you have a great weekend. Let's bring in one final contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm aiming the PM. Hallelujah. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the chicken in the bread pan, checking out dough.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
That's for you, Dan.
Your category is Justin's Not Named Bieber. 60 right. seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Justin played Sean Parker in the movie The Social Network?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. Which Justin was named AL Rookie of the Year and now pitches for the Detroit Tigers?
Justin Verlander.
Correct. What was the title of the Die Hard movie in which Bruce Willis got help from a young hacker played by Justin Long?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Live Free or Die Hard? Which Justin finished second to Kelly Clarkson on the first season of American Idol?
What is his name?
That's what I ask you.
Justin Curly-haired. Pass.
Yeah. What's the last name of the Justin who won the 1997 U.S. Open Golf Championship and the 1998 Players Championship? Name any golfer named Justin.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any.
No.
Justin Leonard was his name.
Oh, and I know the other one, and I don't know why.
I can't believe I know.
I'm upset that I know.
I can't remember his last name, the Kelly Clarkson one.
Justin Guarini.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do I know that?
Co-starred with her in that movie From Justin to Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to phone a friend. I'd like to take that one for me.
Sideshow Bob.
Oh. Mark, you only got the one and the two. That's 3 points. That means we're going to go back to the Muskrats. Sorry.
Which one?
Yeah.
Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing a toes. Muzzle to muzzle now. Anything goes as they
You know, I actually thought that this. Captain and Tennille was pretty good. Didn't they have a TV series in the 80s?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
On ABC, primetime, like a variety show.
Yeah, and the captain didn't do anything, remember? She did all the talking, and he just kind of sat there and with that hat on and didn't say anything.
Yeah. She was cute, too.
Oh, yeah, she was real cute.
Not as cute, not as, cute as the Muskrats, of course.
No.
All right. I was stalling for time because we had to get to this. Go ahead, Daryl.
It's a couple of sick muskrats talking.
They have the flu.
Hey, he's going for the high note. Wait till he goes for the high note. Hold on. There you go.
Squeaker.
Didn't Dr. Demento do a... they did muskrat casserole. Muskrat casserole. Muskrat. They did. Dr. Demento did a song like that.
Mark, thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
Have a good weekend anyway.
You too. That's how we do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.